Emi said he wanted to see you guys come out with desperation. Do you feel like that you guys had that, and how nice does it feel to snap the 2-game skid?
Oh, it feels great to win. I mean, like I said in the locker room, told the guys that winning is hard in this league. I know that we're expected to win, but enjoy wins, you know what I mean? Learn from the losses, and I think we had a good film session, good shoot around, and led into a solid game for us defensively and offensively. I think we shot the ball well, moved the ball well, 30 assists, rebounded well, almost 60 rebounds, 21 offense. Damn. Yeah, so I think overall we just played a solid game.
Kevin, when you are making a concerted effort to find your teammates kind of like you were in this game, like, what do you think it does for the offense?
It does a lot for us. I mean, you got 6 guys that double finish shot attempts. And not just 9 or 10 shots, it's like 12-plus shots for all of us. So that means the ball was moving, everybody was touching it, felt confident shooting. The more I sacrifice my shots for my teammates, the better I am and the better we are on the team. So I try to pick and choose my spots. I know I can shoot every time I touch the ball, but I try to play within the flow of the game and try to involve my teammates as much as I can, and they do the same for me.
Do you think it's been a different challenge for you this year, finding the right passes, being a playmaker in certain situations just with the way y'all play?
No, I mean, I play pretty much feel the same as I always feel. I wouldn't say it's difficult at all. I mean, I definitely wish I could take some of these passes back, but I learned from them and get better from those situations. But I feel like I've been reading the game the same.
You talk about the passes that you might want to have back tonight. 10 assists, just 3 turnovers. What was going right for you as far as taking care of the ball?
We made shots out of it. I feel like we converted on a lot of those passes. And that's what happens when you get a high number of assists, man. You guys got to make shots too. It's a 50-50 exchange. Your pass is not going to just automatically help a guy make a shot, you know. So we got to rely on one another for those assists to come to the stat sheet. But more than anything, we generated great shots all night. We have been generating great shots this year. It's just a matter of us knocking them down.
What do you think about Tarr's play tonight, just the way he was able to find ways to make plays?
Got in a great rhythm. So it was aggressive, 16-7, 14 shots. I like that he took 6 threes, you know. So the more he could drive to the rim and knock down those shots, he shot a nice one over top of the hand, right in the corner. So the more he could be aggressive and knock down shots and just be disruptive, got that steal there with the layup, you know, stuff like that, just going to get him going, get us going as a team. We need him, you know. We need him to be confident and come out there and play and be at his best. So tonight was one of those nights.
Late game execution has been at times an issue for you this season. Tonight, it's close down the stretch. You guys are able to pull away. What went right?
Yeah, we just simplified. Like, we made the right play. We didn't overthink it. I feel like we watched some film recently of a few games. Sometimes just overthink a simple pass or a simple shot that's there. Just take it or swing the ball and trust that it'll come back and it'll produce a good play. So a lot of times we got great intentions on what we want to do out there. Sometimes we execute well, but I think we're learning from it.
Thank you, guys.